Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive Energy Clearing is about ridding you space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in. This is a call-in show. April has been Change Month. All month long, I've been doing readings for change in 2010. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. It's 248-545-7685. And tonight we're discussing how to use your intuition for change. So we have been talking all month, except last week where we had a little bit of a break, and we had an actual interview with somebody who is the World Change Foundation. And but all month long, we've been talking about change and how change is really the one constant force in our lives. Yet we still fear and resist it. But sometimes if we miss the signs or the actions, change sort of happens to us. So I often feel it's easier if we initiate the change than have it forced upon us. And here's some tips. So let go or surrender our need to be in control of lives and situations. One of the ways we create problems in our lives is with the need to feel in control. This is when we feel the need to control the hows, the whens, the wheres, you know, which limits how the universe can provide and support our dreams. This often is very much an ego game that creates the illusion that we can be in control of our lives. We do not have any control over the circumstances that occur to us. We can, however, take charge of our emotional responses to the change that occurs and realize that we have choices around change and the actions required. Learning to surrender to life and our choices around change and the actions. Learning our heart's way is not always easy. However, our divine self knows what it is in our best interest. And when we're looking at intuition and we're looking at the way intuition can help us let go, you know, when we do try to control things, it really limits how things come to us. So when we're looking at intuition, we really truly have to find that place within our heart. And that is that space within our heart that allows things to open up for us. And if we allow the heart to sort of be in the forefront instead of our minds, which is often where we most often go, we can allow things to happen for us, allow things to move in the direction they're meant to. So our intuition often will guide us in very quiet way to allow us to hear, see, feel, or know what is going to be happening. And it's in those quiet moments, the time when we really, you know, breathe and make space, that we can let go. And we're letting go mostly in this case of the mind that wants to control things, of the ego that is desperately in need to be in control of everything, and to allow those quiet moments to be what fuels us, what gives us our change, and what allows us to let go. So I'm doing readings tonight, and you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're talking about how change happens in our lives. We use our intuition and that we learn how to let go. We also be open to possibilities. There's an infinite source of wisdom that we have access to through our intuition and our heart. We need to be quiet and listen, observe, feel, and know what possibilities are opening to us. Signs are occurring all around us at all times. Yet we may resist the thing that we are creating. What our desire or resisting your guidance. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Sometimes we have to allow change to create what we are desiring. And so it is being open, letting go, being open to possibilities, moving through our intuition and our heart. And again, that quiet place where we can observe, where we can listen, where we can feel and we can know what possibilities are around us. And those really are the four main ways that we use our intuition. Intuition is always available to us, but we have a specific way that we intuit information. So learning that, learning how you intuit information will become very important to you in allowing yourself to use your intuition. So we do have our first caller. We have Marie from New York. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Okay, how are you?
Great. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you can tell me anything about my love life.
Okay, what's been happening?
I was dating someone. He appeared to get mad and disappeared. He's reading my emails. And then he stopped reading them, and then he's reading them again, and I don't know what he's mad at or what might happen.
Okay. How long has this been?
About
a period of how long?
About 2 weeks.
It's a very interesting situation. He's obviously not completely disconnected from you. I mean, he was upset in a way that, you know, he stopped reading your emails. But he's definitely still intrigued. He's trying to figure out why you're still contacting him when he's not been contacting you, but he's liking the attention. So,
he got mad in the first place?
Why did he get mad?
Yeah, in the first place that made us even stop dating.
It's a good question. So he never said anything to you?
No. There's one thing I could chalk it up to, but I'm not sure.
What happened?
I told him, because an ex-boyfriend had been contacting me, and I told him I was getting really stressed out and that maybe we shouldn't talk or see each other every day. And then that was it. He went poof.
So
I don't know if was it or something else was it or what.
Yeah. What? Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I guess what he thought when what he heard when you said that was my ex-boyfriend is contacting me and I don't, because you needed space and because you're being freaked out, he read into that you're seeing him, that you're going to see the ex-boyfriend again. So he kind of, now he's questioning that, because you know, obviously you're still in contact with him and he's wondering, you know, maybe, but he doesn't know how to kind of come back because he's feeling kind of stupid. But it was kind of it was definitely his misunderstanding and him thinking that what you were saying was, you know, I don't want to see you every day. I might want to start dating my ex-boyfriend again. That's what he heard.
Oh, really?
So that's what he heard. Yes.
But then after
and
that, I said, let's see each other, let's continue to date. I apologized, and then he disappeared on me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he still thought that was what it was. And so it's not so much necessarily that he's angry with you. He's kind of snubbed you because that's what he thinks is happening. But it's not so much that he's really angry with you. It's just that he thinks that you're just, you know, that you did this to him so that you could date. So what would I do? I would...
But I told him in the emails that I'm not dating my ex and I'd like to see him. And he has not answered me back.
Yeah. And when was the last time you wrote him?
Actually, yesterday. And he read them. He just hasn't answered me back.
Right. You know what? I would just lay low for a little bit. I would give it another couple weeks. And, you know, you could send him one last, you know, email if you want to say, I'm not really understanding why this has happened, but, you know, I'm going to give you some space and I'd like to hear from you. So
I did that last night.
Okay. So then I would let it lay then for a couple weeks. I think you should hear from him within at least 2 weeks. And then you can talk about it, because I think it just triggered something within him. I think maybe he's been cheated on in the past. So I think this just triggered something in him, and he just assumes that you are. And that any person that says they want, you know, they don't want to see you every day means that, you know, you're going to be dating somebody else. And that's what it means to him. And so it's you've just triggered him.
I triggered, okay. But does he believe my emails that I'm not getting back with my ex?
I mean, that's part of when we have triggers and part of our fears. We don't always see that. So at some point, you know, you just have to give him some space.
But is he believing me when I emailed him that?
I don't know. I don't think he's completely believing you. But he, you know, give him the space and then see what happens. And let me know. I would give him at least 2 weeks.
Is he dating anyone else?
No. No.
So how will he contact me? Email, phone, what?
Probably email. That's usually your means of conversation, right?
It would be when we were dating, it wasn't. But then when he disappeared, I didn't want to keep hounding him on the phone. It's also his business phone. I didn't want to be a real pest.
Right. Okay. Well, I would, he will contact you the way he normally does. So just let it be for a bit. You've explained it, and there's nothing really more that you can do. But I do expect that he will be back in a couple weeks.
Does he really want a real relationship or no?
Well, you've triggered him, so he's scared. So you gotta, he needs to work through some stuff.
But what I'm saying is,
he has to work through some stuff. He's triggered.
And there's nothing I can do to make it better?
No, not in this particular case. No, there's nothing. You just have to give it some time.
Okay, so you think I'll hear from him in about 2 weeks?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So don't email him. Just let him connect with you.
So he will take the initiative now?
Yes. Once you give him some space.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you. You're
welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, so we've been talking about how to use your intuition for change. And we do have another caller. It is Ruben from Miami. Hi, Ruben.
Hi. Yep, hello.
How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm a pretty smart guy, but I recently moved to Miami from New York. And I'm sort of working hard. I've got myself into this situation where I have to work hard to pay some bills and really going through some tough times. And I sort of myself keep standing, keep getting in the way of myself. And any advice, anything you can see in terms of the business, mostly, you know, I mean, I would like to know what's whether love is coming to town anytime soon, or, you know, I was married, I got divorced about a year and a half ago. But mostly what I'm, what I want to know is, you know, work. Does it get better for me? I'm crying, and I, at the same time, you know, one day I know what I'm going to do. Next day I have some doubts, and, you know, work, that's, you know, the money, basically, is what
right.
I'm concerned with.
Okay. So, Ruben, we're going to go to break now, but you stay on the line, and I will be with you right after break, and we'll talk about your career and see if we see anything with regards to relationship, which I can pretty much guarantee you that this is going to be a good summer for you. But we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Pass the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, though they say you'll never know. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind, both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those pills, you would never quite right, deserving all the chills.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you ever felt before? Feel more happiness and joy. Discover your true direction in life. Bring forward your innate potential. The Rising Star Healing System helps you do all of this and more. Heal physically, emotionally, and psychological issues. Release trauma or illness, and quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complimentary healing system available today. To find a practitioner or to learn more information about how the Rising Star can bring your body, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor, www.sq-wellness.com. That's sq-wellness.com, and I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. So this is April, and we've been doing readings on change all month long, and tonight we're discussing how to use your intuition for change. And we still have Ruben on the line. So Ruben, let's answer that questions, or your two questions. Okay, so with regards to, you said that you just moved, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So You know, to give yourself time, I feel that everything is going to be fine. I realize that you're working a little extra hard right now, but it's going to pay off. And, you know, things are moving forward for you. So I don't really have a concern with regards to your finances. They're all going to get into control.
Okay,
you just need to give yourself. Well, is it what you're passionate about?
Well, not really. Not anymore. I'm starting to look somewhere else, and it's kind of, I'm at the age where I'm 37 and I still have to pay my bills, and I really don't have time to look for something else. But I'm seriously considering something. I'm exploring different areas. I'm willing to explore, and I will be working on that.
Right.
Because what I do is I drive a big truck where, you know, I might have a driver and stuff. I sort of own a transportation kind of a business.
Company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I would stick with that. I mean, I would keep it.
Okay.
If it's yours, and then, you know, get other drivers to do some of the work for you.
Okay.
And then I would start moving in the direction that you're wanting to. But if you've got something and it can work for you and it can be successful, which it can be, you know, stay with it. Don't change uh-huh. that. Just get other people to do it. And then you start pursuing some of the things that you're really wanting to, and be really open to all the possibilities that come your way. And so allow that to be, you know, a way so that you've got the passive income as well as doing a little bit of work yourself. And then you start doing your own thing. And that, I mean, that's a perfect way to move into, you know, a new career, or, you know, move into a different business that you're creating for yourself. Because that's what I see. I see, you know, you're not really the person that's going to work in for somebody else. So I think you're going to, you know, pursue things. You might even go back to school, which may be something you're considering.
Okay.
Even if it's not like a full-time thing, but, you know, looking at different possibilities. And,
okay.
You know, with regards to a relationship, what I would do is just be really open and allow things to, you know, just sort of happen. But, you know, make yourself out there. Start,
uh-huh.
you know, I don't see any problems with you.
More.
It's just, yeah, you just need to get out.
Okay.
It's
okay.
So you've been busy. You've been so busy.
Right.
Yeah. So give some of the work to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't have much time for that. But, you know, once in a while I do get, and this is the area I moved into, Miami. It's got some new different, you know, areas to explore and everything. It's just a different world. It's something for a change for me, I guess.
Sure. And it's a nice change. It's going to be a really good change for you.
Okay, good.
Okay. So I want to hear about all your fun in the summer. Give me a call back and let me know what happens.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we've been talking about change and using how to use your intuition. And we've been talking about, you know, being really open to possibilities. We're also, you know, let's get your calls. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And again, so we're looking at what the different ways are that we intuit information, and how if you're quiet and listen, observe, feel, and know, that the possibilities will start opening up for you. You need to be able to be in that quiet place so that you can attune to what is going on. And then when you ask questions, when you want to know, then you also need to be centered, so that when things start answering, whether it's music, whether it's a billboard, whether it's a book, you know, we always get our answers. They always come, maybe in your dreams, but you need to be aware. You need to be always that step in your center, and then allowing things to happen to you. So to be very open to the possibilities. And then the other thing that we need to do with regards to change is to take action. Often, you know, we need to follow through with the guidance that we receive, the synchronicities and the intuition that we receive. You know, this is frequently something that we miss. Often we misunderstand it, you know, saying, well, if it's meant to be, it will happen. You know, what we must realize is that if we don't follow through and take actions, things can't open up to us. So, you know, the saying, buy Nike, just do it. That's really what, you know, happens in this situation. You need to take some actions. And then again, probably have to go back to number one, which is, you know, letting go and surrendering, because we need to always try and be in control of situations. So we're all intuitive. And we have many gifts and skills, and it's always best to build on your individuated gifts that are completely unique to you. So the question becomes, do you know how you intuit information? Do you know which senses you use primarily? And when you do, can you use your gifts to allow the change to occur? Most of us push them away or aside. So how can we use our gifts? How can we benefit from them? First, knowing what your gifts are, and then, like all skills, you have to develop and hone them. And this can only happen through use. So this is a call-in show. We are discussing how to use your intuition for change. So give us a call now at 248-545-7685. So there are primarily four different types of intuition. And the primary ones are clairvoyant, which most of us know, which is the ability to see, whether it's physically outside or within your third eye screen. Or sometimes people see things symbolically, which is very common. So a symbol of something, you know, when you're thinking a yes or a no, often, you know, a symbol of, If you're very familiar with the tarot cards, a symbol may come up like the sun or the moon, which would be confusion, or the sun would be a yes answer. The moon might be, you know, things are confusing and you don't know necessarily what the answer is, but to continue following the path. And a no answer would be, well, there's many no answers. One, the death card would be a no answer for sure. And then, you know, other symbols might, it depends again what the question is you're asking. So, but often we get symbols. So if you're wanting to know whether you need to change something, you may, it may be a yes, no answer, or it may be that you start seeing a lot of synchronicities, a lot of things start coming into place. Like if you're thinking of moving and you're thinking of moving to a particular place, then you may start seeing the name of the place that you're moving to, or an address, like a number may start to flash in your mind, or you observe it on the clock, or, you know, these are signs. These are things that, you know, are telling us something. And that's often the way we get, you know, clairvoyant information. There are other ways, and different people, you know, can hone that skill in a different way to see things more clearly. The next one would be clairaudience. So the two probably most often heard of are clairvoyant and clairaudient. And clairaudient is the ability to hear, you know, again, whether it's something physically outside of you. Some people actually hear voices, and some feel like the voices are outside, some feel like the voices are inside them. So, you know, when they hear ghosts talking, sometimes it can be outside of them having a conversation like anybody else, and sometimes it's within them. The other thing with clairaudient, again, is if you ask for a sign or a synchronicity, you know, it would be music that you would hear, or it would be, you know, somebody saying the name. If you were thinking of moving, then you would start hearing people say the name. You might not hear anything else in the conversation, but somebody walks by you and they say, you know, New York, or they say a specific street that you're thinking of moving to, or, you know, it's amazing how those synchronicities happen. But you would most often hear them, and that's how you identify your intuition. Now, if you're clairsentient, and some people I've heard this called as clairsensual, it has to do with your feelings. But we're going to go to break now, and do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Fors. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is helping you to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. right here on The Sky. I invite you to join me. It's always a live call-in show. Tonight is April 28th. So give us a call with your questions and I will answer them at 248-545-SOUL. That is 248-545-7685. And we have been talking about how to use your intuition for change. And we've been talking about the four different primary ways that we use intuition. I do have an email, which I will respond to right now, which was Andrea, who is in love with a man who seriously hurt from a past divorce. And they had a wonderful connection, although lately he's been able to unable to deal with the age difference, and he's seeking professional help and asked for his space. And she wants to know if he can get over his phobia. Well, Andrea, definitely he can get over his phobia. That's why he's getting professional help. I don't think it's really the age that is the problem. It's really his own insecurities and issues that he's been dealing with and from his past experiences and certainly from his marriage, which he was very much hurt by. So, you know, it's really a matter, again, of allowing him to, you know, if he's going for professional help, that's perfect. That's what we all want, you know, to have happen in a situation like this. So he will work through it and then he'll be able to deal with it. But, you know, just give him some space and some time. It's not something that happens very quickly. He needs to work through a lot of this stuff and he will. And in the meantime, you know, focus on you. Focus on, you know, being okay with the way things are. Focus on, you know, really learning to love yourself and not, you know, so needy of knowing what's, you know, what is going on with him. Because right now he needs that space, which is what he has asked for. And he's actually seeking help, which is, you know, more than most people. So, you know, that's always, you know, a really good sign. So just allow that to happen and things will move forward for you. So, you know, I don't imagine it'll be too long, but it may be a couple months. So just enjoy yourself, have a great summer, and don't think about it too much. Just move on and have some fun. Okay, Andrea? All right. We also have our next caller. It is Shalonda from California. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great. How can I help you?
My question has to do with, I'm a teacher right now, and I'm also studying to get my PhD in psychology.
Uh-huh. But
I'm also considering going to culinary school.
Nice.
In hopes of maybe opening a restaurant or something later on down the line. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
And what are you taking right now?
I'm taking psychology, clinical psychology.
Okay, that's what I thought. Right.
I plan to finish that. I wouldn't quit doing that, but for some reason I've been having the culinary itch lately, in baking particularly.
Right. Well, you know, it's a fabulous mix of careers there. And I think I could just see that there's going to be like the cookie baking psychologist. There's something there that could be really, yeah. There's something there could be really playful and help a lot of people, because a lot of people have issues with eating, and that's an area that we all need to, you know, we need to really shift. We need to get back into, you know, creating our own home-baked meals, and, you know, there's something that you could do with that.
I know it sounds crazy, and I know you should never think of anything as being impossible, but I have a sort of like a vision to have a show on the Food TV network only based around chocolate.
Nice.
And, you know, like women, you know, like unsatiable desire for chocolate, but it's so many different ways that I'd like to go with the avenue of going the culinary route and then just leaving everything behind in terms of psychology and teaching once I'm really well established.
Right. Well, but you know, it will always fall in place because, you know, women often are addicted to chocolate, and mm-hmm. you know, you can help them have a healthy relationship with chocolate by using, you know, your skills that you've learned and developed. You know, there's so much you can do with combining that. And certainly with chocolate, it is a, you know, an indulgent and a beautiful food that mm-hmm. you could be very playful with, and also at the same time assist a lot of people. So I would look at it maybe from both avenues, but I would go for it.
Okay, so you think you'll be successful?
I know you'll be successful. That's not an issue. It's finding your niche in how to present that. And I think I wouldn't completely turn your back on your psychology, because I honestly believe that there's going to be a way that those two are going to come together, especially if you're thinking chocolate. I think there's a way that you can bring those two together.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have been talking about the primary four different types of intuition, and we've talked about clairvoyancy and clairaudiency, and we started to talk about clairsentience, which is, again, it's using your feelings, and so some people call this clairsensual. So do give us a call. It is a call-in show. It is live tonight. And give us a call at 248-545-7685. So clairsentient is using your feelings. And sometimes it's actual body tinglings. So your feelings, not so much your emotions, but the feelings that you have within your body. And, you know, for some people, feeling may be, you may feel your heart expand. Or for some people, it may be, you know, a hard pit in their stomach that causes anxiety. And, you know, if you are a medical intuitive, you may feel within your body what is going on with someone else. Or when you're doing energy with work on somebody, you may feel something here. It may produce memories that made you feel a certain way. Or it is a symbol of something such as an object, a picture, written word, sound, or a particular mark that represents something else by association, resemblance, or convention. So it's really learning, again, what way do you intuit information? So if you're clairsentient, you're likely going to feel things. And a lot of the times, a lot with especially the kids that are coming in, and for the last little while, the kids that have been coming in, most of them are clairsentient. And what that means is that we're not really going to be able to lie like we have been. And so you know things. And that's the next one, which is claircognizance. But you know it through feeling, through your body. You feel the way people respond, and you know when they're lying, when they're being truthful. And to use that with regards to change would be, you know, often as clairsentient or claircognizant, you kind of get a clearer picture of when or when not to change things. Because, you know, if you're clairsentient, a lot of times things are just not going the way you want them to. And that often means there's going to be a change. And, you know, we often resist change because it kind of can put turmoil in our lives. And, you know, right now I had been resisting moving. I didn't even consider the possibility, actually, even though things had been telling me that I needed to move, I wasn't doing it, and I really needed to shift some energy. So I finally took the action, and I'm doing that this weekend. But so there are different things that happen, but, you know, knowing and feeling that things are supposed to happen and actually following through are not always the easiest thing. So we're going to go to break now. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That is 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New
through skyradio.com. Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. New skyradio.com. The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. And intuitive energy clearing is ridding you your space of negative energy. And Intuitive Soul Radio, where I have a show right here Wednesday nights on the Sky at 7 p.m. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. This is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we have been talking about how to use intuition for change. And we do have a caller, Debbie from Michigan. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was just listening to your show and about intuition and change, and I've actually been kind of in a period of change for like the last 3 years.
I hear you, sister.
Yeah. Divorce, lost my job, that kind of stuff. I have a son, a small child. But most recently, my career is still kind of all up in the air. I'm going to be losing my job again at the end of this year when the plant that I work at is closing. And I don't know if the company that I work for is going to have any other new work for us. So I recently kind of made a rash decision to go back to school. Like a sudden, it was kind of something I always had in the back of my mind but really never thought that I would do. And in lieu of the situation, I, just kind of on a spur of the moment thought, hey, I'm going to go back to school. And I picked one and I entered this program, and 4 classes later I realized it's not the right program for me. So I'm in the process of withdrawing from that school, and now I'm just kind of like, okay, where do I go next? And through this process of going back to school, it's kind of remotivated me. I do want to go back to school, but I'm kind of like, I don't really know what I want to do with my life. And
right.
I don't know if staying in the field that I've been in and what I was going to go back to school for, is the right path for me. And I kind of have like these deep down feelings that, I'm not really in the right field, and I just don't know what the right thing is.
Right. So, what field are you in?
It's industrial. I've been in industrial distribution.
Right. And what was your schooling that you were taking?
I'm sorry?
What was schooling were you taking?
It was to get my bachelor's degree in integrated supply chain and operations management.
Wow. Okay, that is so not what I see you doing. Okay. I mean, it's very, I would imagine as a woman, you probably would be in high demand, but that is so not creative. And I see you doing something a little bit more creative than that.
Okay.
It's funny because I see you working with kids, and I don't think you're not a school teacher,
no.
But that's not you at all, but there's something. And, usually what we are drawn into, typically there is some sort of connection and you can create that connection. And I'm not quite sure how you can create that connection of what you have been doing, mm-hmm. and where you have started to take some of your courses. But I would really look at, because it typically would have something to do with what you've been doing. It not completely, because in this case, I really feel you're going to do something much more creative and much more spontaneous, much more something that you get really excited about. And I don't get that from what you're doing right now. So,
and that's kind of why I know, because yeah, I kind of just feel like I'm just in a job to do a job, and I just feel like there's something more important and something that's going to, touch people more, actually affect people more.
Right.
Than what I'm doing now. I mean, what I do now is just business, It's just to help businesses stay in business, but it doesn't really, on a personal level, it doesn't really... I've always kind of felt like I want to do something involved with helping people, but I've never been able to identify that.
When you say that what you're doing is helping businesses stay in business, there is a way of using that information and using some of the skills that you've learned to assist others or assist, some of the businesses out there, but from a more personal perspective, from a more... yet having those skills will always be very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at a way to allow it all to flow together, but to do it in a way, like you really need to find that peace within you that will allow that to happen. And I think, you know, there is something very intellectual about you that you need to be able to still be stimulated intellectually. Mm-hmm. And that will always be important, but you also need to find a way to bring it all together. And I think that will come within time. It's not what you're expecting. Mm-hmm. Where you're moving into, and I'm not the person that tells people it's too disempowering, but I see it with people, and there's something about children, and I don't know if you're designing a way for children to be in the workplace or to be, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something that you're going to do that's very interesting, and it's very exciting actually. So I would just let things settle now. You're right. Don't stay in school, because that's not where you're supposed to be moving to. But mm-hmm. Let it open up and let things sort of happen. In the next little while, things will start coming around and you will definitely get a clear direction. But if not, do call back and I'd like to hear what's happening.
Okay.
So,
so you don't think school right now, because I know I'm losing my job, and I feel like, I guess that's the thing, is I feel like I need the schooling to help me make sure I can find a job here in the near future. And
right. You will go back to school, but you're not ready yet. It's not, you need to figure out what it is that you want to take.
Okay? Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. This has been Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, readings, remote healings, and clearing for your personal home and businesses. And then a weekly online radio show. Besides right here, I also have one every Thursday evening on my site, which is intuitivesoul.com. My guest tomorrow, Thursday, April 29th, I have author Kimberly Wilson, and we're discussing her book, Tranquilista, which is very interesting. I will give a free offer for a free email reading to the fifth person who emails me telling me what the word of the month has been. And if you didn't catch it all this month, I do believe it might still be on the site, but be the fifth person to email me at Lori, Laurie, at intuitivesoul.com, and you will get a free email reading. Just tell me what the word of the month is. So, may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.